The meditation inspired people.
Heart meditation is an essential need. Like one can take, someone can say that I want something in life which can console me, and that one thing which can console can be art.
Urban Jungle brings stories from people around the globe that design and build a better world. I am Magda Flores and this is Urban Jungle. Welcome. Did you know that where we live and how we interact affects our well-being? Yet, when we talk about well-being, we tend to talk about me. Well-being is about we, the community and the environment we live in. It is time to shift the paradigm from me to we. Check out the Urban Wellbeing Training courses developed in partnership with the UK's Chartered Institute of Water and Environmental Management at www.siwem.org.
This is an interview with Matthew Rush, specialist in the art of meditation with background in graphic design and animation, with 20 years experience coaching, teaching and guiding meditation with art for people from all over the world. Hello, Matthew. Would you like to share a place you like to visit near where you live?
Yeah, certainly. Hi, everyone. I'm Matthew, the artist here. I'm from India and I live in Karnataka, southern part of the India, West Coast. One of the beautiful places I like to visit is the Om Beach, which is where my office is, my home office studio is. I work for Swaswara, and in an art studio I work as an artist. So I often take people out for painting the Om Beach, or I personally paint many of times the Om Beach. We have beautiful sunsets. So that's the most important, interesting place which I often visit.
Thank you very much. I think the sunsets are amazing. Tell us a little bit about you and how you decided to work in the area of art meditation.
First, to know a little about how I entered into the area of art, field of art. My father was a very gentle inspiration towards art. He worked in a bus station to paint buses. He is not an artist, but he has a very good knowledge in mixing paints, colors, and has a good knowledge of what to mix and what you get. When I was very young, I had a small art competition where he just helped me to mix colors, how to mix and get something in a very tight time. So that was a spark in my life to take up art, something close to me. And that's how my art journey started. And then I was trained under a professor in his studio. His name is Mr. Karupaya. He's from Tamil Nadu, Chennai. He works a lot with horses, specializes in horses. He's a sculptor. So I trained under him in his studio and then entered into the art school there for again 4 years. I did painting and printmaking. And after my art school, it was quite difficult in India to bud up as an artist, to grow up as an artist when you are very young. In 2 years, I was trying to live myself as an artist and finally gave up art and said no more art in life and start to work in animation and graphic designing. So that was for 10 years I was working in animation, art, graphic designing. And then now where I'm living, the bishop of this place, he invited me, my family, to do gospel work in Gokarna. So we have a church with 40 families. So I was invited by this bishop to do gospel work. We visit the people to help in the church, sing and pray with them. Then I was looking up for a job for me and found this hotel, Swaswara, which is located in Om Beach. Then I offered myself to work in the reception. And looking at my resume and my paintings, they offered to work as an artist here. So it is like after 10 years through Christ, and it's all back to painting where I love to do it. And then when I started, I had a challenge because it's not only painting here in the studio, there's also pottery which I have to teach, which is new to me. So I have to learn pottery. But this art meditation is a nice thing which I started when looking at people who has an interest or an idea of art, a very big interest which is inside themselves and unable to express it out. So that is when this art meditation started. During my graphic designing days, I used to work with artists who were very creative to create something new, instant, on the moment. But when we work on projects for a longer time, the new one comes, all these artists have this hangover of the old project. Somehow they resemble with the old one, the colors, the style, some or the other, there will be a touch of the old one. So then this sessions happened in this office where we introduce a small meditation or a session with 40 minutes or half a day workshop or a full day workshop. Sometimes even take people to for a retreat, art retreat. So they come completely revived and entering into this new project will be something interesting, and the new project will be represented as a new project, not with the touch of the old one. So the same thing when I started with Swaswara, people who have interest in art but unable to bring it out, unable to express it out. So I worked the same art meditation here, and one of the very few sessions when I did with people, I found it was very interesting here. The meditation inspired people, and the one thing which I discovered was more than teaching people art, more than teaching them skills, if I could inspire people, if I could bring their creativity out and make them understand that they are really capable of doing something called art, painting, which satisfies them inside, and then they can do it for their entire life. And I've made artists like that. So that's how this art meditation started.
So do you think that many people now are experiencing issues with connection with themselves, connection with what surrounds them?
Yes, most of us are also disconnected within ourselves. Sometimes I even find myself disconnected. And one of the ways to reconnect with ourselves is this art meditation. It's not the only way. There are many other ways. People pray, people meditate, people sit in silence. This art meditation, I've seen people getting reconnected to themselves. I've seen guests who come to the hotel, when they do this art meditation, they realize themselves, see themselves. Sometime joyfully, I've seen guests crying, once looking back into their life. So the art meditation, with joy they will cry out. Sometimes that is too compelling to do again and again and again, help people with art.
Working through your studio, I noticed a drawing of lines that seem like waves. Would you like to explain to me what that is all about?
It is about a painting series which I'm doing. I'm about to do an exhibition of art in India, mostly by end of this year or next year. So what you are speaking about is a part of this exhibition, one of the paintings. So this painting about the lines, it was a discovery, it was an incident. One of my friend artist who took his own blood and painted a portrait of his mother. I liked it very much, but felt very cruel. One shouldn't have done this, so cruelty to himself, or even his mother wouldn't have appreciated much that his son has done a very good job, very good piece of art, painting, whatever it is. No, but really I felt that even if it is a gift to his mother, it is a little cruel. But what I discovered is that how one can take art something very personal. how one can say that this is too close to me, and express it out with joy. So then this was haunting me. I started to study a lot on this, did my own ways of research on it. And through the help of yoga friends, I came across this pranayama. It was very interesting because there are many ways of pranayama, many things they taught about pranayama. But I picked out one of the simplest pranayama practice, the awareness of the breath. And then I did a few paintings of this pranayama. One of my painting is what you mentioned earlier. They were, each line consumes one full breath, one inhaling and exhaling. One line, one breath, that's how. I started as a smaller size of painting. It worked very well for me for one line, one breath. And then I did big paintings where it was very difficult to control myself for one line into one breath. It was very difficult to hold the breath for a longer time. I do in a full sheet of like 22 by 30 size painting. It is quite difficult to control a breath for a line. So that's when I discovered that I have to give up all my goals, all my rules for art, and keep myself open. So then when I did this, give myself open to art, I discovered my lines started to move into a pattern of waves. There appeared wiggles and knots in my drawing, in my painting. And then I saw that how organic my paintings are changing into. It can be seen in wood, it can be seen in water, in desert, as you mentioned, as waves, fabric, hair, tissues inside ourselves. Everything is made out of this pattern. And my painting, it's very animated, it doesn't stay static for a viewer. Someone looks at my painting, the painting keeps moving, you know, animating, as if it is having a little bit of life inside.
Wow, I see the lines and it is just absolutely captivating. Can you tell me, doing these lines and the breathing, which of course looks like, as you say, as a forest, can bring a variety of thoughts and on people. Would you please tell me what is the relevance of the breathing for those that are not too knowledgeable about meditation?
So the relevance of breathing towards meditation is to give a bit of mindfulness to yourself. When you do this painting, for me it takes quite a long time, 4 weeks to 6 weeks. And my time spending in one painting in a day, if you look, would be 3 to 4, 5 hours a day for one painting. And this 5 hours, I won't be able to sit completely one session and walk out. Hardly I can paint 15 minutes together straight.
So why is it so difficult for the brain? I mean, we are breathing, we are expressing ourselves, we use the colors that we believe is appropriate, but then why is it so intense on our feelings? Is it our feelings or is it the way our brain operates?
No, it is not the feelings or the brain operates, it's more of yourself, the challenge which you have during the course of painting. Because one is to focus on your breath, another is your intellect, you know, helping your breath to be focused on. Then you're sitting for the act of painting and you're looking at the painting. Even if you have a very big sheet, like 22 by 30 sheet, you can't look at the whole sheet when you paint. So you have to paint only the, you have to look only the previous line. And constantly looking at this crooked place will crack your eyes. No, you will trouble yourself within 10-15 minutes, you will get a huge amount of tiredness to your eyes, and then you need to get up, distract yourself, walk out, drink some water, and then again come back, start doing painting. But what brings this satisfaction in doing is during the time of painting, when you're painting, you practice a lot of patience. I sit and pray during my time of painting. I pray for myself, pray for my family. You can wish peace to someone. You can say, okay, bless my friend, or let my friend have a happy life. Keep doing it, keep thinking about him while painting.
Now, you mean when you talk about 22 by 30, we're talking about inches, right?
Yeah, 22 by 30 inches of painting.
And of course, if this helps us reduce stress and foster mindfulness, it is therefore understandable. You have lots of people from all over the world. You have people from Germany, from the UK, from America, from other parts of India. So it seems to be a practice that has no borders.
Exactly, it has no borders. And also I've mentioned earlier about inspiring people. Inspired people all over the world.
So this will help us, in a way, overcome creative blocks, isn't it? Because even people that write occasionally have creative blocks, the author's block. So creative people can also help themselves get to their inner self in order to reduce and get rid of these creative blocks.
Yes, this would certainly take you out of your creative block. It's, I would say, not relieved from your creative block, or like, you know, jump out from that compound and be open to where you can start again. No, but you will feel like that there's no something called block in your arena where you have to cross it, or there's no hurdle when you run this art meditation.
Matthew, would you like to share a piece of knowledge, something that will help us?
Okay, a piece of knowledge on art, I would say. So this art meditation is completely for one's own self-goodness. It is completely for yourself. It is not for someone else to look at it and say, wow, you've done something very beautiful, appreciate it. That's not inside it, but rather the art which is produced by you, you would appreciate that art, and the art in turn give a big amount of gratitude to you. The art itself will appreciate you while looking at it. So that's how, you know, this art meditation is an essential need. Like someone can say that I want something in life which can console me. And that one thing which can console can be art.
For people that are starting into art and art meditation, when and how long should someone take to start with?
The one who begins with art meditation, first of all, someone needs to know that what he or she wants to do in art, like what I want to paint, what I want to draw. And this question, if you answer, it will be quite easy to say, I can do it. But when someone should paint, that's a very interesting question. When someone should paint, you know, one should paint every day of their life. And every day is not possible in common world. You know, either we study, we work, or we have chores in the house. And how do you say that I'm going to paint? You know, setting aside every work you have to do and sit and paint, and for what? So then you need to find a moment, a very quality time, a very fine quality time, maybe 5 minutes of your time or 10 minutes, or maybe during your coffee, you paint, and that coffee you dedicate to your art, and you will see that the coffee will taste even more better than the rest of the days without art. Or maybe before bed, that's the beautiful time. Before bed is the time of art, I would say.
And what do I do with my critical self? My critical self is likely to look at my painting or at my pottery or whatever piece of art I've produced. I might say, it's not that straight, or it's not that well centered, or the colors are not balanced. What do I do with that little part of myself?
See, this big critic inside ourselves is a bigger challenge for us in art. Usually, when I meet people one to one for this art meditation, we have a bigger time to discuss on this inner critic. But friends who are listening outside, whom we don't meet in person, this inner critic can be easily join hands with, can easily bind with him or her. And the opposite is to embrace the gift of gratitude. This is a very big gift which everyone has. If I say that I'm going to sit and paint, I have this luxurious 15 minutes of my time, I'm going to paint, we should be very gratitude enough for that, because many of the world have deprived of so many things, but we have this luxurious 15 minutes of time to paint, and many people are looking for life in that particular time, food in that particular time, you know? But this 15 minutes of art is one day you do, another day you do, and another day you do. After the third day, your critic will be outside your compound, never will come to challenge you again. Because the moment you take this with gratitude, the moment you embrace your art, what comes out of your hands, there is no more criticism there. There is only love. This bond of love is only there with you and your painting.
Wow, that's beautiful. Matthew Rush, how can we get hold of you?
I am on an Instagram page as Matthew Resident Artist. And also you can contact me through my email a.matthewraj@gmail.com.
Matthew Raj, thank you very much for sharing your expertise and art meditation.
It's a pleasure to be with you. You are the one who took me to this condition to speak about my art meditation. Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
This is Urban Jungle with your host, Magda Flores. Thanks for joining, and if there is a topic or people you would like to hear from, all you have to do is drop me a line. My email address is urbanwsolutions@gmail.com. Urban environments need your help. Be part of the solution. Check out our training courses on urban well-being, developed in partnership with SIWEM, the UK's Chartered Institute of Water and Environmental Management, at www.siwem.org.